Thanks for being with us here on Wisconsin Today. Some Wisconsin communities are loosening regulations for accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, as they deal with affordable housing shortages.
Accessory dwelling units, sometimes called mother-in-law suites, or I call them Fonzie suites, they're self-contained housing on the same property as another residence. They're an apartment with a kitchen, a bath, and a sleeping area.
You might find one above a garage or attached to an existing home on, or maybe a backyard cottage on the same property.
Earlier this year, the city of Madison updated its zoning laws to allow ADUs to be built on properties other than single-family homes.
And in northwestern Wisconsin, Dunn County started allowing accessory dwelling units for the first time ever last month. Chris Corpola is Dunn County Manager. Chris, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Up until last month, ADUs were not allowed in your county. What has changed?
We completed a housing study, a Dunn County housing study, completed by West Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. Over the course of late 2022 and into 2023, and one of the things that that housing study really identified was the need for housing alternatives across the board. And so we established a Dunn County work group looking at housing. And that, in combination with some advocacy on the part of some community people who were interested in the concept of ADUs, really launched our planning. It's called Planning Resources and Development Committee of the County Board to take a serious look at our zoning and look at whether or not there was an ability to add accessory dwelling units. And then we worked our way over many months through the ordinance change and lots of public feedback and lots of revisions of the ordinance. And it was ultimately passed in July of 2024.
So how do county officials envision ADUs as supporting aging in place? What might that look like in a rural area?
So first, let's just go back and talk just for a moment about accessory dwelling units, at least as they're defined by our ordinance. So they actually can be relatively large. In our ordinance, they can be up to 1,200 square feet. They can be attached, meaning they're attached to a primary dwelling, or they can be unattached, in which case they need to be within 300 feet of that primary dwelling. And so I think, like I said, there are multiple potential, and I've certainly learned a lot about this in sitting through all of the public feedback in which people envision using this legislation. I think that they look at, so it might be a young teenager who's aging into adulthood, who is going to maybe has some disabilities and is unable to live fully on their own, but can live next door or above my garage or however, whatever I might renovate in order for them to be able to live on my property, but have some independence and yet some supervision. I might have aging parents who come to live in an accessory dwelling unit on my property, or I might go to live in an accessory dwelling unit on my parents' property and provide care for them. We heard a number of people who spoke to the ability for parents to be available in very close proximity to be able to provide childcare to their children. Maybe they had a family farm or some shared business, and their children were now adults and wanted to be involved, but the family wanted to be able to be close. We had one woman who I called her sort of the champion of the process, because I don't know how many public meetings she attended, but a lot. For her family, it was her son and his wife, and they were just waiting for the ordinance change to occur so that they could move forward and develop an accessory dwelling unit and then be able to live close to their parents.
Chris, I want to ask you, because you mentioned farms, and, you know, farmers are aging in Wisconsin, around the country. Not all farmers have family members who want to run the family farm. Do you see ADUs perhaps as a way to transition off the farm but stay on it in such a way and help in that transition?
I think that that would be potential. I also think it would be potential that you would perhaps hire a farm manager, or someone who may come on board, and they may live in an ADU. You may provide that type of housing for them. I mean, keeping in mind that it's perhaps attached to your own home or within 300 feet of your home, depending on the relationship that you have. But I think in some regards, the limits of how they might be used are probably only in our minds. There are a lot of creative ways in which people could use that additional space.
But how much of a difference do you think this will make in Dunn County to your housing supply?
So the ADUs the ADU ordinance covers Dunn County at large, but not the city of Menominee, which is the largest municipality and about 15,000 people within Dunn County. But as a result of the ordinance change on the county's level, the city is now also beginning the process as they look at their comprehensive planning of perhaps changing their ordinance to allow them as well. So I don't know that it's going to make this huge, huge immediate impact, but I think over time it offers one more option for people to do something a little bit different and address a housing need. And then every person that's housed is one less person who's out there looking for a house. So,
Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Chris Korpela is Dunn County Manager in the northwestern part of the state. As we look at how communities approach accessory dwelling units and efforts to expand housing options, we turn now to the city of Madison, which loosened its regulations on ADUs earlier this year. Katie Bannon is Zoning Administrator for the City of Madison Building Inspection Division. Katie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you explain Madison's latest expansion effort to incorporate more ADUs into the city?
Yeah, so accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, are allowed within the City of Madison zoning code. And it's kind of been an iterative process, but the most recent zoning code change we made to try to expand the number of ADUs that are going to be built within the City of Madison just happened earlier this year, 2024. We removed a requirement that previously existed that one of the units, whether kind of the main dwelling unit on the property or the accessory dwelling unit, had to be owner occupied. And that was something that had existed since 2013 when accessory dwelling units were initially allowed. So there was actually a deed restriction that was required to maintain one of the two units in perpetuity as owner-occupied. But that requirement has been removed, as well as now we allow accessory dwelling units not just for a property that has a single or two-family house, but for properties that have a multifamily building with up to 8 units in that building. You can have one additional unit as an accessory dwelling unit, either attached to that building or detached from that building.
And Katie, since those changes earlier this year, has that caused any differences? What have you seen? What have you noticed?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit too early to tell. I can tell you at least our experiences. We're definitely getting more inquiries from people. So, you know, I did take a quick look at the numbers. As of the code change, when I wrote my staff report for that earlier this year, we had 13 accessory dwelling units that had either been built or were under construction. And as of today, we have 40 that have been built or under construction. So it's still not a super large number, but it's, you know, just another tool we have to add additional housing, kind of gently, that option within an existing neighborhood.
What about those costs of building ADUs? Is that holding back their incorporation into the community?
Definitely, that is the biggest obstacle we hear. It's not really the zoning code at this point. It's that construction costs are just so high across the board for everything. And really, if you think about it, in many cases, when you're doing an attached ADU at least, it's like building a new single family house on your property. So all those costs of utilities and construction are there as well. I know we'd like to get potentially someone building these in a modular way that would reduce expenses a lot, but that's not something we've had success with so far in Wisconsin.
Have there been efforts to get ADUs built near Madison's new rapid transit lines?
One thing we did in 2023 was created a transit development overlay district, transit-oriented development overlay district. And so in areas that had been previously only allowing single family, now allow two family plus an accessory dwelling unit. So not just a one family and an accessory dwelling unit. So it wasn't specific to accessory dwelling units, but there is, you know, just that bump of an additional unit in those single family districts.
So you, as you look at all the tools in the toolbox for housing in the city, how do you see ADUs fitting into the overall housing supply?
Yeah, I think they're just one additional tool in the toolbox. It's not going to do everything on its own, but it's just another opportunity for a different option, a different housing type that can be available. And I think, you know, over time, we'll see more and more of these as more builders get comfortable with them too. But it's just one piece of the puzzle, really.
Hmm. Katie, do you look at other cities at all to serve as a model for ADUs in Madison?
Definitely. There's been a national conversation around how obstacles in the zoning code are one of the things that have prevented more housing from being built, that have decreased the supply and so have increased the rents and housing prices in communities throughout the United States. So there's definitely a dialogue going on. I wouldn't say there's one particular city we're looking at. We have a number of peer cities that we're regularly following. What are they doing in Minneapolis? What are they doing in Austin? All these other cities that are having very similar challenges to Madison with a lot of population growth. And how do we accommodate that while still keeping, you know, the community a nice place to live.
In terms of zoning, what other steps do you hope to see, you know, Madison take action on to address the affordable housing shortage?
I think we're always thinking about the next steps. Something we've been trying to focus on is improving our processes a lot of how do we make the approval process faster. And I think we've also been looking at how do we have more home ownership opportunities in the community. I think we've removed a lot of the barriers to more rental housing of the certain scale of multifamily and smaller as well. But what we're getting is kind of the same scale over and over. And how do we do more home ownership opportunities, knowing all the obstacles to condo development right now?
Katie, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your time.
That is Katie Bannon, the Zoning Administrator for the City of Madison Building Inspection Division. And earlier, we talked with Dunn County Manager Chris Korpala as we look at how communities around Wisconsin are establishing or loosening regulations for accessory dwelling units.